Ashley, Ashley, Sweat, SWEAT, 221.95. Today's 112. Safe complaint, sore throat, cough, congestion, fever 102, nausea, vomiting, achiness, feels like her gums are inflamed, feeling dizzy, sores on the thumb, and just not feeling well. This is a 28-year-old young lady, works in a office, not a medical office, but as a secretary. She's married, she has four children. She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past few days. Two of her kids have been sick as well. COVID immunization times one. She had the Johnson & Johnson immunization. Medication, B12. Medical problems, none. Surgery, C-section, tubal ligation, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsils, and adenoid. Gastric sleeve, social, no smoking, no drinking, last period, 1-5-2024. Review of system, after she had her gastric sleeve, she lost 130 pounds. That's a lot. Good for you. Then she's on B12 injections on a regular basis because of gastric sleeve and had a history of fatty liver and has had dizziness off and on and some night sweats that she's concerned about, but that's been going on for some time. At one time she had a stress test to make sure it wasn't her heart, and that was okay. At one time she was on thyroid, but they took her off the thyroid medication after she had... her weight surgery. I explained to her that she needs to have blood work and other stress tests and further workup regarding these night sweats. Period. The night sweats have been going on for some time. They're not associated with any kind of infection. They're not associated with any weight loss, any signs or symptoms of leukemia, gum bleeding, or any other issues. But nevertheless, they need further workup. She wants to come back tomorrow for blood tests and then do the rest of the workup at a later date. 126 pounds, losing weight because of gastric sleeve, 98%, 99.1, 18, 106, 124 over 87. Heart positive, some positives too. Lux for bronchi, TMs are red, pushing pharynx is red and inflamed. Lux going on focal skin, shows the rash around mucosa with amnesia. Lower extremity shows no dim clotting with cyanosis. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, flu negative. Number three, strep negative. Number four, will treat for strep pharyngitis nevertheless. Next one is Rosepinogram now. Next one is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next one is Z-Pack. Next one is Medrol Dose Pack. Next one is... She would have been a good candidate to put on Tamiflu.
Ready for this cold?
Also, she gets Z-Pack, Medrol Dose Pack, and she got acyclovir because of... HSV on her lips. We can put on Tamiflu. Empirically. We'll see how she responds. If she's not any better, we'll probably recheck her for the flu and COVID at that time. She's coming to come back tomorrow anyhow. Period. Patient's ultrasound, echocardiogram, ultrasound of the lower abdomen was within normal limits. The fatty liver that was seen before is now gone. Status post-cholecystectomy. She has copious amount of lymphadenopathy in her neck, but nothing that looks like an abscess. She does have a thyroid cyst, 0.5 left side, needs to be rechecked. Next number findings discussed with patient at length. Next one is get blood work. Next one is see us next week. Next one is if not better by tomorrow, we'll get Tamiflu as well, empirically. Thank you.